And Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said after talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Monday, it would soon be possible to revive the grain deal the United Nations says helped to ease a food crisis by getting Ukrainian grain to market.
Bu kapsamda Birleşmiş Milletlerle
Russia quit the deal in July, a year after it was brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, complaining that its own food and fertilizer exports faced serious obstacles. Erdogan, who previously played a significant role in convincing Putin to stick with the deal, and the United Nations are both trying to get Putin to return to the deal. Ukraine said on Monday Russian drones had detonated on the territory of NATO member Romania during an overnight strike on a Ukrainian port across the Danube River, something Bucharest denies. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
It's a rare report of stray weapons from the war in Ukraine hitting a neighboring member of the Western military alliance. Moscow has conducted long-range airstrikes on targets in Ukraine since the start of its invasion last year. Since Moscow abandoned a deal that lifted a Russian blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports in July, it has repeatedly struck Ukrainian river ports that lie across the Danube from Romania. NATO's collective defense commitment means it considers an attack on one ally to be an attack on all allies. One Ukrainian lawmaker told Ukrainian television she believes the Romanian denial could be NATO attempting to prevent a slide into direct war with Russia.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to travel to Russia in September to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the possibility of supplying weapons for the war in Ukraine. The New York Times reported on Monday, citing U.S. and allied sources. This is VOA News. The leader of the coup that ousted Gabonese President Ali Bongo was sworn in Monday amid international calls for return to constitutional order. Moki Edwin Kendeska reports from Bitam, a town in northern Gabon near the border with Cameroon.
Opposition presidential candidate Albert Ondo-Osa did not attend the inauguration ceremony. Gabon's main opposition group asserts that the 69-year-old Ondo is the rightful winner of the August 26 election. On Friday, Ordinance 2023 urged the international community to ask the junta to hand power to Ondo. The African Union and the Economic Community of Central African States last week called for a rapid return to constitutional order. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Bitam, Northern Gabon.
War-torn Sudan's army chief visited Juba on Monday for talks with South Sudan's president as the United Nations warned the number of refugees could double by the end of the year. Abdel Fattah el-Burhan's meeting with President Salva Kiir came during his second trip abroad since the war with paramilitaries began in April, following a visit to Cairo last week. Kenyan President William Ruto urged African leaders to seize the opportunity presented by climate finance as the continent's first climate summit opened. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Kenya's President William Ruto opening the event with a plea to delegates. Let the climate crisis be seen as an opportunity to attract billions of dollars in investment to the continent.
We have ample renewable energy potential as well, and the natural assets and resources to green our own consumption, but also to meaningfully contribute to decarbonization of the global economy.
Organizers say they anticipate hundreds of millions of dollars in deals to be announced at the three-day summit. Their aim is to showcase Africa as a destination for climate investment rather than just a victim of floods, drought, and famine.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Steve Harwell, the longtime frontman of the Grammy-nominated American pop rock band Smash Mouth, has died. He was 56. The band's manager says Harwell passed peacefully and comfortably on Monday morning, surrounded by family and friends at his home. He says Harwell died of acute liver failure. Smash Mouth released two platinum albums, including 1999's Astro Lounge, featuring some of the band's biggest hits, including the platinum single All Star. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.